A Psalm for Peaceful Sleep, written and read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 4:8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. If you ever struggle with insomnia, you're in great company. In fact, do a quick internet search and you'll find this trend towards sleeplessness is sometimes referred to as a public health crisis. Tens of millions of Americans may lay their heads down but aren't getting the rest that restores. Having trouble sleeping is no surprise when fearing illness, working double shifts, multitasking, or facing any number of crises life can send your way. But stressors and worries don't have to have their way. The enemy would love to rob you of peace and security and use stress as a weapon to destroy your sleep. But because you know that a power greater than any calamity can calm a raging storm, you can give God the storms inside you as well. If you struggle to sleep tonight, try opening your Bible to the Psalms. Their poetry, songs, and praise can serve as a shelter. In fact, our verse today in Psalm 4, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety," is for you. Psalm 4 is one of lament, or a petition for deliverance. Lament psalms are written in 5 parts: invocation, lament, petition, confidence, and praise. So today, we're looking at the praise portion of Psalm 4 in Psalm 4:8, as a wonderful way to give thanks to God for sleep. The NIV Application Commentary series explains that in Psalm 4, David is lamenting that his people are praying to false gods for deliverance from a drought. They're desiring a harvest and worried they'll starve. Isn't that a bit like all of us? We get drawn toward idols of all kinds to provide our harvest of love, money, food, friends, or whatever we feel will serve as our security. I know I do this. I often feel that somehow I'm solely responsible for my own welfare. I lose connection with God's grace and serve the God of technology or the God of consumerism and wind up worried and bleary-eyed along with millions of others who can't sleep well. In this psalm, unlike in other psalms, David isn't fleeing for his life from an attacker, but his life is still in danger. There is a drought and there may be no food, but he offers his praise to God, not to the rain god Baal, for deliverance. He proclaims that only God supplies the harvest that is sure. God is the only safe place for our anxiety. And when we stress ourselves or others out, we're forgetting God's provision. We forget He promises a peace that surpasses understanding. Insomnia is often wrought from a battle to know the why, what, where, how, and when. But the truth is, God alone knows. And his desire for us is that we trust in him for the sleep we need to manage the next day he gives. Psalm 4:8 reminds me of God's unfailing ability to provide. From manna in the wilderness, to his one and only son, to a home in eternity. It's true, this world isn't safe. Anything can happen. But if we have a place to lay our head down, and we're given another day, we can trust that God is our safe dwelling place. Will you try this prayer tonight? In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Wishing you peaceful sleep as you learn to believe in the comfort of Psalm 4:8.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.